This is Jehudi. Today I will speak about your nature as multidimensional beings. Specifically, how the life that you are presently living and identified strongly with reflects the entire learning journey that your soul is experiencing. Over the course of many thousands of years, since there have been humans, in fact, and you have had a conception of self, and you have simply not operated according to instinct. As you have spent time and energy elevating yourself above the level of what you think of as mere instinct, and you have developed your faculties, your intellectual approach to life, this has naturally developed certain conceptions of self that now inform your conditioning. Most of the time when I speak about conditioning, I am speaking about how you have been trained to behave, the kinds of contexts that have taught you how to be human, how to be a good sort of human, how to be the right kind of insert your nationality here, and how to be a right kind of believer in whatever religion you may find yourself in. And this is one level, and this persists over thousands of years. And yet the perspective that I bring you today is about your multi-life journey. It has not always been true that you have accepted this truth, that this life with which you are at present identified is one life among many. I wish to explain to you the mechanics of how this process works. In the process, I will explain to you more than you may have heard before about what soul is. And I will explain to you the process whereby soul learns through this variety of human lives that different versions of you, different manifestations of that soul experience along the Earth timeline. I will begin with why this is important for you to understand at this stage in your evolution. As you undergo now what I call the evolution of consciousness, which is a universal phenomenon that affects all beings. Yet, for where humans have been in their conception of self, forgetting their divinity, forgetting their nature as energetic beings, believing that they are this life that lasts 73.5 years. Believing that they are this life that lasts 11 years. As I have explored elsewhere, you have become conceptually tied to time. Your conception of self is tied to time. As you evolve, your consciousness now, or a better way to say it is, as you submit to the process of the evolution of consciousness at this time, you are learning many more things about yourself, more about your true nature, more about how life works, more about the hows and whys of your existence across time. It is my intention today to share these teachings with you so that as you submit to evolve, as you choose to allow the natural process of evolution to occur, you may understand the big picture. One of the features of the evolution of consciousness, this stage of that evolution in which you find yourself now, is that you are accessing memories from the past. A greater number of them, of greater intensity, at a greater rate, time-wise, at a faster rate. You are being confronted with whatever it is that you have carried energetically, which is to say emotionally, over the course of many lives, including this one, and you are being confronted with dealing with these things all at once. So I offer this teaching for you, so that you may understand precisely what it is that's happening. If you are conditioned, as many of you are, to believe that you are this life that lasts so many years, that you are this name that was given to you by your family, that you are this religious tradition that you inherited from your family, or that you chose on your own even. The more that you believe that you are those things, the more that those things anchor your identity. In other words, the more that facets of the 3D world, the material world, anchor your consciousness, the less that you will feel free to anchor your consciousness in higher dimensions. But that is precisely the invitation you are receiving during this time. Every single one of you is receiving the invitation. How open you are to see it is another matter, and you certainly have a choice about how to respond to this invitation. But each human is having this invitation at present, in one way or another. For many of you, it is coming through in the form of whatever it is I have not processed, I must now learn how to process. Practically speaking, what that looks like is a resurgence of old pain, old fears, even old joys, but specifically pain and fear. The reason for this is because you have carried these knots in your energy system, and they are unresolved. And the natural way, the natural course of the evolution of consciousness is going to seek to find the bumps in your energy field, to find the knots and the blocks and the bruises in your energy system, and to present you ways to heal them. When it springs up for you from the past, it is a resurgence of pain. So you now have the opportunity. You do now have actually the capacity to see it differently. And yet, you can choose to see it the same way as it happened in the past. Many, many of you are seeing things in a new way, and this is wonderful. This is very important for your evolution, but it is wonderful for a being such as myself to watch you, to watch this process unfold within you. There are many other beings like me, and we are all watching this process. We're doing what we can in our unique ways to support you in this evolution, and we are thrilled that you are choosing to go down these roads. In one sense, humanity must catch up, consciousness-wise, to beings in other places, to beings that are not anchored to time, that do not define themselves according to time because they might not be embodied on Earth. There are beings that are, so to speak, hanging around Earth, here to help you, but they are not tied to time. They are not anchored in your dimension. Well, now you are being caught up. You are having, I should say, nudges and opportunities to catch up to these other beings. Two, while you are embodied, learn to identify with yourself as more than the part of you that is tied to time. I cannot overemphasize the importance of this facet of this time as an incredibly important part of your evolution during this stage. Cannot overemphasize this relationship to time. This will be a lot of what we speak about today. With these opportunities to feel from the past what you did not process or move through, to feel these things again. With this opportunity you have to change your mind about what those feelings meant and therefore refile them. Relabel the file folders in which they are stored in your consciousness, which is to say your energy field, and also, which is to say, in your body. Your body reflects your energy field, and all of your health concerns, all of your health issues, the general state of your wellness reflects what is going on in your energy field. This is a truth you are ready to begin learning. You may operate as a conscious operator of how you are experiencing your life, so that you can see what is going on, you can sense what is happening in your energy field, you can understand the implications and ramifications of everything going on in your energy field, including emotions and beliefs, so that they need not manifest physically in order to show you there is something wrong, something out of balance, I would prefer to say. as all these emotions come up from the past. And you can be inundated. You can be flooded with an intense feeling that you thought you had finished with 20 years ago, 50 years ago. They are present for you now, these feelings. Even if you have intellectually moved beyond being attached to these feelings, meaning assigning meaning to these feelings and then carrying the meaning. Even if you have intellectually done this, even if you have, with your mind, forgiven people for what they seem to have done to you, and even forgiven yourself for what you seem to have done to other people, these also bring knots in your energy field. Even if you have done that intellectually, it is now time to do that energetically and emotionally, to truly move this knot out, to work it out. Think of somebody who does a massage, who works out a knot, and how that process works. The deeper, the bigger, and the harder the knot is. There is an intentional sort of approach that must be employed in order to effectively deal with this knot. You cannot just hit it 10 times with the palm of your hand and say, oh, it's time to be done with this knot. It is the same way with these knots that arise in your energy field that are about these emotions and these beliefs from the past. If it is coming up for you, this means that it was not fully processed, A, and B, that you are now ready to do so. It is a guarantee that if it is coming up, you are now prepared to deal with it in a new way, with a new intention, and a new level of consciousness. Even if you have not perceived that your consciousness has evolved, let me assure you that it has. Unless you have been kicking and screaming and, you know, with your crossed arms and trying to hide out in some corner where the evolution of consciousness cannot locate you. In other words, unless you have worked very hard not to evolve, not to change, not to see in new ways, not to see with new eyes, not to see with your spiritual eyes, in addition to your human eyes. Unless you have fought very hard not to experience these things and not to change, you have consciousness that has evolved. The thing that happened 10, 5, 2, 15, 35, 50 years ago, that you had not fully processed because it is coming up now again. You now have different tools and different awareness, and you can approach it in a different way. I assure you that you are now prepared to deal with this, whatever it is. The part of you that is imprinted with the wounding says, I'm not prepared to deal with this. Yet, the part of you I speak to, the part of you I seek to anchor in a higher level of consciousness as you listen to me speak through this vehicle, that part is fully capable. So as you spend time with me here today, allow yourself to take in my vibration. Allow the pace of my speaking. Allow the rhythms to come in. All they will do is help to anchor you in a higher level of vibration that will support you in this conscious evolution. Another way to speak about these emotions that you are carrying now is to make clear that they are in common with all of your soul's lives lived at different points along the Earth timeline. All of your passions and dilemmas and fears and deepest desires and needs are shared in common with all of your human manifestations, which is to say, all the human manifestations of your soul. Let me begin now by saying more about what soul is, and then fleshing out this story for you so you can see this context that you have always been living in, but you have not yet seen, and that you have not yet adapted to and taken on as truth. It will, by the way, change how you live your daily life. And this is a good thing. Soul is a portion of the divine intelligence. Soul is a portion of all that is. All that is needed to understand itself. And it could not do so, being everything. There was no contrast, there was no reflection from others, because it was all there is. And it decided to create what is called the manifestation experiment, which is also called, well, it is related to what is called the divine plan. The manifestation experiment is, divinity in its wholeness says, I cannot know myself, because I am all, I am everything. I am all consciousness. So what I'm going to do is to portion myself off with the intention of developing individuality. And each portion will incarnate in a series of lives along the Earth timeline in order to learn what it is to live on Earth according to a timeline, be attached to a physical body, and to experience the unfolding of time, to experience being an energetic being in a physical body. Now, this counts for humans, but it also counts for all the other animals that are on your planet. All of those souls are just like you, for the record. When you are sufficiently anchored in this vibration that I offer you, you'll be able to look in any animal's eyes and see this. You will see a soul, just like the soul you see in yourself, just like the soul you feel in yourself. That is you. You will simply recognize that the physical, electrical, central nervous system constructs of various species limit the expression of consciousness, define and limit the expression of consciousness, and also direct and focus. And yet these beings are just the same as you. You will be able to see this. So these beings, let us focus on humanity for now, because it is you, humanity, to whom I'm speaking. And I wish for you to understand yourselves. You will therefore naturally understand others, once you do. So all these portions of the divine intelligence of all that is, these portions of divinity, of the divine whole, incarnate. The soul exists outside time, and yet the game, the experience on Earth, is tied to time. So these consciousnesses, these portions of divine intelligence that are now intending to develop an individuality in order to learn about the possibilities of being incarnated, this part incarnates in discrete physical bodies in many places in the Earth timeline. The life that you are living now is one chapter in a longer journey. And yet your emotions, your dilemmas, passions, fears, concerns, and deepest wants are shared in common with all of the lives your soul is manifesting across the Earth timeline. The title of this teaching today is Past Lives, Present Lives. You are ready to understand this truth, that your consciousness exists across time, that it is anchored in a number of bodies across time. Bodies that have different genetic profiles, that have different religious conditioning, that wear different clothes and eat different foods, and think about God in different ways, and Creator, Universe, Goddess in different ways. These yous speak different languages, and yet their core emotional issues, their passions, strengths, dilemmas, are all the same. Think about this for a moment. How marvelous is this? So, now, during the evolution of consciousness, you could say that something akin to a veil between all of these different lives across time may be parting for you. In other words, the more identified any manifestation of your soul, which is to say any human life or any life, that you live in a physical body on Earth, connected to time, tied to time, the more that that version of your soul, that manifestation of your soul, is identified with the body and perceives itself, conceives of itself as tied to time, there are many divisions in place within your consciousness. The more you identify with your body, the more you conceive of yourself as a being tied to time, in other words, the less open you are to seeing this bigger picture. You say, I feel this, and this seems to be why. I feel that, and this seems to be why. And there's nothing wrong with this. It has, over the course of human history, in fact, been very important for your individual and collective evolution to identify with the being that you perceive that you are in physical form. To identify with your physical form as your entire being. This has been important. It has been a critical part of the learning journey. Well, now you are in this space of the evolution of consciousness accelerating. What comes with this is your conception of self, if it is not authentic, erodes. Your conception of self, if it does not include multidimensional nature, many human lives manifest at different points across the Earth timeline, it is no longer adequate. As you feel these emotions come up, let's say it is something that you perceive you have dealt with 20 years ago. As I said, perhaps you intellectually dealt with it. Perhaps you did some forgiveness work. Perhaps you did let it go. Well, that would be a part of you, this version of you, that is manifest, that is incarnated and embodied now. Well, that major situation carried an emotion, an energetic charge, from a past life, what you call past lives. I refer to them as other lives of your soul, or your soul's other lives. But you tend to call them past lives, but I will use my own terminology today. So, a part of your conscious personality released this issue, and yet it echoes situations from other lives your soul is manifesting on the Earth timeline. Now, these curtains, these veils, seem to part, and you have access to the depth of energetic and emotional reality that of these other lives that your soul is manifesting across the Earth timeline are living. So this feeling comes up and you say, oh, I've already processed this. But it is intense, and it requires attention. and you do not understand because you perceive you have done this already. So the knot in your energy field is actually, from the soul's perspective, manifesting in another of its lives, but you share the same energy field. This body you are in is manifesting, is reflecting in material terms the same things that are going on in these other lives of your soul. This is how you have a person born with a certain birthmark, and it is actually reflective, literally in the same exact spot on the body, as a scar from a wound, whether mortal or not, from another life. This is why you have energies come up in your body, in certain parts of your body, and you cannot explain it, but they are the results of wounds and emotional dynamics that occur in other lives that your soul is manifesting across the Earth timeline. Some of you who have worked with the Akashic Records or sought assistance and counsel and help from those who do, some of you who have done intuitive or energetic work, even some of you who have done yoga have experienced some of these things. These memories from past lives that come up, and then you feel these things in various parts of your body. This body you are connected to now, your consciousness is anchored to now, the one that you identify with at present. You know, your name, that kind of thing. That is one of these sites of manifest action for what your soul is learning. I wish to paint a picture for you of how the soul relates to its lives in manifest form. The soul exists outside time. The soul knows no time. It, so to speak, erupts into space-time, which is the dimension in which Earth exists. You can think of it as tendrils that spread out from one source to many beings that are manifest across the Earth timeline. Again, the soul knows no time, so it is connected to each of its lives. The mission statement that the soul has written as a portion of the divine intelligence, or all that is, separating itself with the intention of developing individuality. That mission statement is communicated and held in place by these tendrils to all these physical manifest lives of humans and other animals across the Earth timeline. This mission statement is played out in many different ways. The soul, outside time, is observing its manifestations that occur within time, each of its lives. If a mission statement, for example, includes security, learning about security and safety, each life, there are, by the way, several themes that any soul signs up for, several major themes, and then many minor themes that support that experience, but there are several major themes, a handful at most. So let us say it is safety and security. This mission statement is in common to all of these lives. Depending upon the family that is chosen to be born into, conditioning will occur. This is how we should live. This is how you. This is who you are. This is how we relate to each other. This is what we think the government is. This is who God is. All these ideas, all these conditioning, training you to be human. Well, all of these families specifically are chosen because they have a variety of different backgrounds. All of these different lives are also specifically chosen, meaning these points that are the births, right? These points along the Earth timeline that are the births of the humans associated with this soul. Those points in time are also offering a variety of possibilities through which to explore this theme. With the theme of safety and security, for example. In one life, a family that has means, that has many resources, and is very confident about resources, will be chosen. And there will never be a thought that there is not enough money, therefore safety and security is one way we look at, one way that money teaches us. In other lives, there is a family chosen that is scraping by, that has 14 children and can feed 8 of them on a daily basis, easily. So there is a teaching about safety and security, just as important and valuable as with a family that had means, that never wanted for money. So the mission statement of the divine intelligence that has portioned itself out and intended to develop a discrete identity and therefore learn about how to be incarnated and therefore learn about itself experiences a wide variety of lessons to learn about the theme it intends. Entire human lives are constructed around the mission statement that the soul brings in. Energy operates according to frequencies. While you are embodied, incarnated, as humans especially, you experience energy, and you respond with emotion. Many times I say that energy is the same thing as emotion, but specifically talking about your bodies, these physical vehicles that you have chosen, they are actually converter boxes from energy to emotion. This is how you as a human experience energy. It is via emotion. When you feel warm, soothing energy, when you feel calming energy of a high vibration, you soften and you feel joyful and you are happy. When you feel negative energy, you tense up and you might flee or respond with anger and stress. But you are... this body is a feedback mechanism. You are converting energy into emotion. And then you communicate about your emotions. Well, how this works with the soul, this portion of the divine intelligence observing these many thousands of human lives across the Earth timeline. Oh yes, also one note for you. You may have heard that there is a specific number of human lives that you have lived. This is baloney. Nobody knows what number this is. It is unique to each individual soul. Do not listen to that. It is part of a philosophy that seeks to explain something, but it is not the truth. So you can let that go hereby, officially. Let it go. It is an attempt of the mind to understand something, to have a number to wrap around. And also these traditions that are teaching such things will pick a number that fits the significance of their mythology when it comes to numbers, but it is not the truth. The truth is that it takes as many lives as it takes for you to learn, for your soul to gather all the appropriate data. Now, the soul is not sitting there feeling emotion. The soul is collecting energetic data, but each of its individual lives has you and your compatriots, so to speak, the other manifestations of your soul, these other yous, feeling energy as emotion. There's actually a very important teaching that I will briefly describe for you when it comes to energy and emotion. Many humans have been trained not to give in to emotion because it is out of control, because it is a roller coaster, because it is not productive, because it makes us feel vulnerable, so we tell each other not to do this. Vulnerable and weak and small and incapable of protecting ourselves and providing for others. So there's certain emotions that are welcome in that context and other emotions which are not welcome. When you understand that your emotions are responses to energy and that you are essentially an energetic instrument that is being played all the time by the energies in the world around you and the energies in your relationships that other people share with you and put on you and point at you and toss on you and dump on you in bucketfuls, in fact. When you understand that you are a resonance instrument that responds, that is played by the energies in the world around you, does this not change your conception of who you are? It's a very different picture, isn't it? This is not to say that your emotions are not your emotions. But it is to say that, and it is not to say that you are not human in the same way. It is a separate paradigm, a separate conception of what is happening with your emotions. When you understand that you are responding to energy, then you can take your intentionality, which is one of the reflections of your strength as a divine being, of your power as a divine being, then you can put that towards cleaning up your life energetically so that your emotional life can be managed more intentionally and more effectively. In other words, you, as a powerful divine being, if you decide you are available to experience certain energies, it will change your entire emotional life. Because you are no longer available to be played by any yahoo who walks by with something to throw at you. Yes, yahoo is Seth's word. This is not a word I have used. In case you are wondering. I am using his vocabulary and his mind, as well as his voice. I'm using his communication faculties, let's say that way. So words like Yahoo get in there once in a while. But you are no longer automatically always available to just anybody who walks by who has some energy to throw at you or somebody else. Oftentimes it is somebody seeking to throw energy at somebody, and you are there, and it hits you, and there is a resonance that you experience, and that is emotion. And then you say, wow, emotion is such a powerful thing, but it is always out of control. How can I live in this world and be in touch with my emotions? I hear all these self-help people saying, I need to be in touch with my feelings. Well, how is that possible? And all this confusion, all of this vast array of confusions about how to deal with emotions in this way. When you shift this conception and you understand that you are simply responding energetically with emotion to energy, it will go a long way. This is especially important now because you are living in a world, in a context, in which many, many people are re-experiencing their pain from the past. They didn't know what to do with it 20 years ago, or thousands of years ago in their other lives, and they don't know what to do with it now. Or they might be in the process of learning, and they might try to give it to you. And they might try to blame you for what is scaring them right now, what is difficult for them to experience, and what is frightening them. We may come back to this later or in another teaching. This is very important. So, as all these people, including yourself, are now experiencing these things from the past again. You are challenged to find new ways to deal with them. It is my intention that the conception, the framework that I'm offering you about these, all of these lives, sharing in, of your soul, to which you are connected, sharing in common one mission statement, and yet expressing that mission statement in a variety of ways that yield a variety of experiences, that yield a variety of choices, that lead to a variety of outcomes. So that you can understand that what you are dealing with it is the most pressing and the most difficult is happening in all of your soul's various lives, in one way or another. Now as these curtains, this veil, parts, one of the opportunities that is available to you, and therefore an option for you to experience, to choose, is to draw on the wisdom of what these other versions of your soul, these other manifestations across your timeline of your soul, understand. If you begin with thinking that you are your body, and you are the you that has the name that you carry, and all of that, if you believe that you are that you, you know, that that is really who you are, or is the primary basis of who you are, then as you experience these opportunities, you might not know what to do. You might have ideas of how to approach a situation in a new way, but they are not your ideas. So if you are tied to this name that you carry, and the energy construct of personality that is tied to that name, and therefore tied to your body, and therefore tied to time, you might limit your options. You might choose not to see what is available to you to experience. As I seek for you to connect more directly with your soul, I invite you to become willing to see solutions that you are already conscious of, but in a way you're not quite sure how to explain. In other words, you have access to yourself as a portion of divine intelligence. If you are willing to identify with more than the version of you you are currently identified with. For many of you who have experiences that lead you to this place, that can be jarring and shocking, can take you out of ordinary, normal states into non-ordinary states of consciousness. You might have weird psychic phenomena. You might hear rocks talking to you. You might be able to sense what a dog is really thinking, this kind of thing. Or you might remember a past life. Or you might hear someone talking but understand the energetic vibration behind that talking and to be able to discern the truth that is different from their talking. All of these different experiences, which are reflections that you are evolving consciously, or say, you are evolving as a conscious being. All the work I do, all what I seek to offer you, what I do offer you, what I seek to open you to, is to open to this grand reality. It is really a fantastic way to experience being a person. And yet, it can be very rocky if you're not sure what is going on. If you are taken into non-ordinary states of reality, and essentially, you may feel that you are up a creek without a paddle, this kind of thing. Well, here I am, but what am I supposed to be doing? What you are supposed to be doing when you have these experiences is adjusting to having them be your new norm, your new reality. Figure out a way to stay in your body, stay anchored, and admit more of yourself into consciousness. Some of you might say, this is my soul, my higher self. Something like this. It is all appropriate. But it is who you are. It is simply a greater context. A larger context. A less, this is what I prefer saying, a less limiting context in which you get to live now. As you are confused about these things, it is a good idea to seek guidance and support from people who have gone through this experience, this process. Everyone has available to him or her people along this path to support him or her. Choose a willingness to find these people and to have these people find you. And you will find them and they will find you. Because you being willing makes you ready. And the teacher can appear. You have this phrase. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. This is true. Here as elsewhere. Please do not think that you have to do this alone. That you have to go through this alone. There is work for you to do alone. But everybody needs examples and support and guidance and feedback. So please become willing to speak about your experiences during this time. Have the intention to find like-minded others who can support you or help you, and whom you can support and help, if possible, when the time comes, in whatever ways you can. And you will find them. But be willing to share. It is an individual process, and yet we need each other. Each human needs others to support him or her. The other thing to say about this is that this is an unprecedented evolution. Masses of humans have never experienced this. Occasionally, an individual opens to his or her multidimensional nature and evolves consciousness. And these people are revered in different contexts in Earth cultures. And yet, this is a mass situation. The entirety of the species is being nudged toward evolution of consciousness. It is unprecedented. It is natural that you do not know everything that you could know in order to feel successful doing this. It is unprecedented. In fact, I do not often come through human channels in this way. And yet this is time for you to gain these perspectives that I offer and the wide variety of teachings that I bring you. I am such a being who is available to support you. This channel, Seth, has made a commitment to being the sort of person who carries this vibration for you. So, you have support. In many ways, it can be frightening to undergo the evolution of consciousness when your identity is torn to pieces, or it is torn in half and this giant other thing is inserted between the halves. That changes the picture forever. This can be very disconcerting and frightening. So reach out for support. There are those of you, actually, who will also skip the middlemen. Channels such as the one you are listening, whose voice you are hearing today, whose physical vehicles, vocal cords you are hearing activated today. You will skip the middlemen. You will speak to me directly. You'll be able to carry my vibration directly, especially if you listen to many of these recordings from me. It will give you a chance to anchor to different aspects of my intention and my vibration. This is also waiting for you. But again, you must be willing to identify as more than you were told you are and more than you have always thought you are. That is the key. Willingness to open. That is the key to this evolution. I wish to return to speaking about these veils, these curtains that draw apart, seemingly magically. When you experience these emotions in resurgence from the past, that rise up from the past, and they echo, yet are perhaps more intense than the emotions you perceived you dealt with years ago, I want you to understand that what is happening is you are being drawn in to identify as all of the versions of you in all of these various lives. You are being invited, in other words, to open to experiencing this life you are living, as your soul experiences all of the lives it is living. Think about that for a moment. If I say to you, it is my goal that you connect more directly to your soul, what you experience when you do that is what is going on in all of your soul's various lives. This can sound overwhelming because I said there are thousands of these lives. Perhaps more, but there are many. One at a time comes into you. For those of you who have done Akashic Records work and past life regression, this kind of thing, and also soul retrieval that has happened to involve fragments of self that split off in other lives your soul has lived, that your soul is living, you will have added certain aspects of personality back in that were left out in the past, in other lives, ahead of the times. This is related to this, but now you are doing things one by one. Again, we come back to this truth that whatever it is that has not been processed, whatever emotion has not been fully let go, whatever identity has been developed surrounding an emotional experience, which is to say whatever meaning that you have attached to why things have happened to you, this is what's coming up now, and the source, the root of any of these experiences. Many of these roots and sources are happening in your soul's other lives. So as you're experiencing the thing that you thought you processed a long time ago, you are actually experiencing what this other version of you in another life is experiencing from the perspective of soul that is outside time. Again, your soul is processing data. Your soul is observing cause and effect, the choices that you make, that all these yous make. But you are embodied in physical form. So your physical vehicle resonates with this energetic input, these energetic data, and you respond with emotion. Do you see how important it is to reconceptualize how energy and emotion work? This is the beginning of this process. You maybe have noticed this for a handful of years at most, perhaps just a few months. But this process of the evolution of consciousness is not over. The process you are going through, what you are learning, all of these steps that you are experiencing, this experience is part of the unprecedented opportunity that is going down on Earth. When the point in space-time arrives that marks the evolution of consciousness, many of you speak about this as 2012 or the end of the Mayan calendar. So this process of the evolution of consciousness, you are now working through the first hurdle. When that time arrives, you will have experienced jumping the first hurdle. And you will say, yes, I know exactly how high I have to jump, and I know how much preparation I need to make. I know how to be conscious of that when I'm experiencing it. I know where that's coming from. I understand why I'm doing this. I understand why this part is coming up for review. So that once this, and you feel free to use the end of the Mayan calendar in October 2011 as a marker in space-time for when this happens. Yet, once that point in space-time has passed, this process will continue. But your experience going through these steps, you can now apply this experience to future ones with less stress, less confusion, because you will understand the point. All that you're experiencing right now, prior to October of 2011, is, so to speak, a lot of growing pains of the process that each person has to go through. Now, once this point in time space has passed, it will be a different story for people who have started before. Some people who have not started before the end of the Mayan calendar will do this gracefully and easily, and they will have multiple examples of people who went through this growing pains process before. Other people, they will have a difficult time. It is just how it works for individuals. There is no rhyme or reason. Whatever a person needs. Sometimes a person has signed up for a journey to have experience all these other people going through some cool stuff, and to feel left out and then have to catch up. And some people might have that experience, and have to go through the growing pains process later. And that is fine. Whatever it is that you are experiencing is exactly what you should be experiencing. This is the perfection of your own version, your own sliver of the divine plan. One other note is that I speak about the evolution of consciousness as this thing that is happening. I wish for you to be clear that your free will is everything, in fact. While an opportunity is presented to you, you can respond in any way you wish. I want you to remember that as we speak today. I want you to remember that in everything, actually. Your response is an expression of your free will, and that is your divine power, and your experience is determined by your choice in response. So, as the veil parts, and you have access to all these other memories, you are feeling these deep emotions, intense emotions that you feel may not be yours, but they are yours. You are learning through this how to identify as more than your name and your religion and your family you came from, this version of you now. This is what it is meant by saying you are becoming conscious of yourself as a multidimensional being. You are becoming conscious of yourself as you are living all across the Earth timeline in these various bodies. The more that you connect with this conception of self, the less you get caught up in the drama of your own life. The less the small things bother you. More often and quicker are you able to see the truth of why an experience is unfolding for you. The quicker you are able to see why you are drawing an experience to you and what it is that you are supposed to be learning through this reflection of you that is manifest in this dynamic situation, etc. If you understand that you came here to learn, and that everything you experience is teaching you, and then you begin to have access to these memories, these ideas of self, you may even actually be sensitive enough to discern times and genders, meaning places on the Earth timeline and genders. For example, Seth recently did some soul retrieval, and he had a specific trait he was wishing to recall, meaning a portion of self that possesses a certain trait, even if it meant calling back a fragment from another life. And what returned was a Prussian military officer. And it was amusing, because this officer is very motivated in certain ways, very energetic, and understands the benefit of training and dedication, etc. Preparation. And as he experienced this, he was challenged to integrate what this part has to offer. In so doing, and this is what is true for you as you go through some similar process of either recalling a pain and processing it, or calling back a fragment, or finding out, having it revealed to you through behaviors and attitudes and opinions and feelings that something, some other part of you has returned. This is a natural part of this process as well. As you intend to evolve, you might unwittingly call back portions of yourself. In the case of a fragment that is left in this life, it will be a fragment returning. In the case of a part of a from another life, it is you connecting across time to this other life, to this other manifestation of your soul's consciousness in human form. Now, by going through this process, by doing this, you take the little toolbox that you have of life skills and you turn it into the bed of a pickup truck that is full of tools and toolboxes. All of the skills, all of the resources, all of the wisdom gained from experience becomes available to you when you are willing to live as a multidimensional being connected to your true self, your soul, your portion of the divine intelligence, or all that is, that exists across time. Multidimensionality is, in fact, the next stage of human evolution. And a number of you are feeling launched or dragged or pushed or pulled into it now. Again, this is why I'm coming through so much for this through this channel. To give you a vibration you can anchor to that supports you, specifically is designed to support you in shifting your consciousness so that you can experience all these things with ease and grace, and it does not have to be a difficult, traumatic roller coaster ride for you. But this is the opportunity of the evolution of consciousness. Admit all of these things, all of these portions of yourself, all of these emotions across time into conscious awareness. And to consciously, with willingness, work with them. Integrate them where a skill could support you, where an understanding, a wisdom could benefit you. And heal what is outstanding, what has not been processed from these other parts of you. You actually, just as these other parts will have wisdom you don't possess, you have experience and wisdom they do not possess. This merging of all these parts of you across time is a very high expression of the evolution of consciousness. I invite you to allow this to happen. It already wants to happen. It is a natural phenomenon. It has simply not been foreseen by the mindsets that have defined who you are. You have been told that you are your body. You have been taught in many ways to identify as your body. As I said, this has been important for your evolution over time. And yet now, as you go through this process, these various processes, however it occurs for you, whatever you are presented with, you are coming to identify as more of who you really are, to bring a sense of your divinity, an experience of your divinity, which is your multidimensionality, to anchor this in your physical body by staying in your body and being conscious of what is happening, and bringing that out into the world, anchoring it in your daily life. One thing I wish to say about this is that individuals who do submit to the evolution of consciousness, and there are many on Earth right now, many, many, everyone's going at a different speed. Each of you needs different experiences, different modes and levels of increased self-care in order to process what is going on, in order to integrate these parts, in order to process these old emotions, to redo your filing system. I say this in part to invite you to be gentle with yourself and to be forgiving when it is difficult, and to choose to withhold judgment, to refrain from criticizing yourself if it is difficult. It is an unprecedented process, and chances are you have not had much many examples or much leadership for you to the, up to this point. Again, this is why I'm coming through this channel as much as I am, on all these different topics, to provide you with some leadership, to provide you with some anchor point you can adjust your unconsciousness to. Be gentle with yourself, be kind. And then I also say this because in the world around you, in the world as you have constructed it, in your relationships, again, everybody's moving at a different speed. It is not always possible to understand the process that somebody else is going through. So I invite you to choose to be supportive, whatever is coming up for the other person, and invite that person to be supportive of you. Even if whatever it is that's coming up might be different, you might be working at different speeds, you might not grasp everything the other is saying, be supportive. Take time to take care of yourself, and yet remain willing to be supportive, even if other people might not get what you're doing, what you're experiencing. Intend to find people who are going through the same process, and you will, one way or another, if you're open to it. But each person is evolving in a different way. Each portion of the divine intelligence that has intended to play a game of separateness and then embody as humans all these different lives, each portion has a different route because of the variety of these lives. The natural variability of human free will when presented with certain choices. In other words, you have all made different choices. You have all chosen different aspects to express, different paths to go down, different choices to make in response to different situations in your lives. And again, whatever it is that is not processed is what needs to be processed. And so you cannot know what that is for somebody else. So you may see some strange behaviors and say, ah, this person is not who I thought this person was. Give the person the benefit of the doubt. Even if the person cannot articulate to you on the level that I'm articulating this to you today about his or her experience, this kind of bird's eye view that is informed about the big picture, even if the person cannot let you in, have compassion. Give the person the benefit of the doubt. Understand that if that person is reacting to you in a certain way that seems uncharacteristic, well, this person is having the veil drawn, the curtain parted. This person is experiencing the invitation to unravel many knots from past lives, what are called past lives, in the process of becoming multidimensionally aware of self as a divine being having a human experience. There are times when these situations with people in your life will inspire you to say, I need to take 4 months off from interacting with you. And there are other times when you might be confused for one day about that person's behavior. Be present. Give the person the benefit of the doubt at first. Be compassionate with that person as you need to be compassionate with yourself, as you hope others are compassionate with you. It is a confusing time for many of you, as you learn to get anchored in higher states of consciousness, as you learn to reconnect with yourselves as divine beings, as you learn to inhabit your true nature as multidimensional beings, connected to many, many lives across the Earth timeline. In closing, I would like to say to you that this title, Past Lives, Present Lives, go forward understanding that your past lives are your present life. That what happens to you and the choices you make in response to these events in your other lives determine this life. That your response to events in this life affects your other lives. This is the path to connecting to your multidimensionality. Hold all of this in awareness. Understand that you are more than your preferences right now. You are more than your name and your religion and your background. Again, it is normal for humans to identify with these things. You are more than your body. It is normal for you to identify with your body. Yet you are being drawn in to identify with yourself and your true nature. Thank you.